Perek Hey Mishnah Hey. HaPesach Nishrat B'Shalosh Kitos. The Korban Pesach was shechted in three groups. So the Tzibor, the group that you have appointed for this Korban Pesach, was divided into three groups. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, V'shachatu Oso Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael. You should shecht it. Kol Kehal is a congregant, Adas is a congregant, and Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. So it's Kahal, the Eda, the Yisrael. It's three different languages. And we learn out from there that the mitzvah, of course, you appoint a group, okay, when you do the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, and then the group is divided into three groups. So the Gemara explains, let's just say, the minimum amount of a group would be 30 people, and then you would divide that into three groups of 10. If anybody would call, let's just say the whole group was 50 people, so then you just first send in the first 30, okay, and then, you know, they would leave, and then 10 would come in, and then they would leave, and then the other 10 would come in, and they would leave. So the idea is that the minimum amount's got to be 30, and then this group was divided into three, so 10 would go in, 10 would leave, and then 10 would, and then that would repeat twice. Or let's just say you had more than 30, you send in the first bulk, they would leave, and the remainder would come and go and come and go. Okay. Nechmas Katari Shona, the first group would enter into the Azara. Nismalas Hazar, the Hazar would become full when the first group would come in. And Nalu Dvalsos Hazar, and then they would lock the doors in order that, you know, no one else should start pushing and coming in. Taku, Hariyu Vitaku, the Kohanim would blow the shofar a tekia, a trua, and a tekia. And then they began to shecht the Korban Pesach. Hakohanim Omdim Shuro Shuro, the Kohanim would stand along the length of the Hazara in rows. Sets of rows. Ubi'idehem b'zichei kesef b'zichei zahav. In their hands they had b'zichem. Their b'zichem are spoons. These like ladles. Big ladles to accept the blood from the neck of the animal when you shecht it. And they had, you know, rows of kohanim. Some with silver ladles. Some with gold ladles. Shura shkula kesef kesef. Shura shkula zahav zahav. One row of kohanim had the silver ladles. One row of kohanim had the gold ladles. The Kohanim stood in one row. Shabiyadim in their hands were the silver ladles. And then in another row, in the other Shura, another row, were the Kohanim with the gold ladles. Okay? Lohayu me'oravin. They wouldn't, you know, just intermingle with each other, but everything was, you know, separate into rows in order to show a lot of kavod and hadar and glory for this, you know, for this carbon. Lohayu labazichem shulayim, and these ladles had no bottom, meaning they weren't flat. They were either round or pointed at the bottom in order that Kohanim should not put it on the floor. Because if they were put on the floor, Shemiyah Nichol, unless the Kohanim put it on the floor, they forget about it. And then V'yikosh Adam, the blood that they're accepting from this carbon, from the neck of the carbon, when they shecht it, would congeal. And you can't let it congeal. You got to keep it, keep on stirring it and make sure that it stays soft. So therefore, these spoons didn't have any bottom, so the Kohanim would not place it on the floor. And that concludes Mishnah Hay. So this is the beginning process of the shechting. Mishnah Vav continues. So now, shechat Yisrael. So the truth is, you know, a Kohen could shechta, but even a Yisrael could actually shecht the Korban Pesach if he wanted to, because the shechita is kosher by Yisrael, really with all karbanos. And then, okay, so the shechita would happen, v'kibel ha-Kohen, then the Kohen would accept the blood from the neck of the animal the moment the shechita takes place, bebazach in these spoons, because, you know, the moment the shechita is done, granted it could be the Kohen or the Yisrael, but after that, everything's done by the Kohen. So the Kabbalah Saddam, accepting of the blood from the neck of the animal, is done by the Kohen. And then once he would receive it, no snolach avero. The one that would receive the blood would give the spoon to his friend who's standing right next to him in the line. Lachavero, lachavero. And then they would pass it from one friend to the other in order that many Kohanim should all be osik in this mitzvah to fulfill the pasuk of Barov Am Hajas Melach, which means that the more people you have in the service of God, the more beautiful it is. So one coin would pass to the next coin, to the next coin, to the next coin, to give more glory to the mitzvah, and to give more glory to God. Until they reach the Kohen who is standing near the Mizbeach, and then he would take it and spritz the blood on the Mizbeach. It was like an assembly line. It was very cute. After the Kohen would spritz it onto the Mizbeach, so let's say another, you know, ladle was coming, before he would return the empty one, he would accept the second full one, right? Because they're sending him a series of ladles. So before he would return, he got the first ladle, she pushed it onto the mizbeach. Before he would give it back to the other kohanim to send it back up to the top of the row, he accepts the second one. Okay, v'shuv makabahu bazach acher, accepts the second one that's pulled up, and he also spritzes it on. And then ma'achzus areika, then he'll return the empty one. Because minakohen azorg, because the rule is that la'achzus azorg is damo, right, because, and the same is true by even a carbon tamid, not just the carbon pesach, the carbon tamid, you would, first you would, you know, accept the full one, spritz it onto the mizbeach, and then you'd return it. And the reason is that you don't pass over mitzvahs, right? There's a rule, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. You don't pass over mitzvahs. So if a full one's coming to you, right, don't first give it back the empty one, because then if you give back the empty one, you're passing over the full one. Rather, receive the full one first, spritz it on the mizbeach, and then give back the empty one, so you don't pass over, pun intended, you don't pass over a mitzvah. We find a similar concept with your tefillin. When you open up your tefillin bag, right, you're only supposed to open up the zipper halfway, because if you open it up all the way, in order to reach the shel yad, which is on the left-hand side, you cross over the shel rosh, and that's passing over a mitzvah. So we don't want to pass over any mitzvahs. So therefore, you always accept the full one, and then give back the empty one, and not vice versa. Okay? And then the Mishnah concludes, Kohen HaKarev Itzal Mizbeach, the Kohen that was close to the Mizbeach, Zorko Zrika Achaz, he would spritz on the Mizbeach, one Zrika, one spritz, from this ladle, and you would spritz it from the ladle itself, meaning the carbon doesn't, you don't have to stick your hands in it and spritz it with your hands, because only a carbon chatas required your actual hands to do the spritzing. But here, you could spritz it directly from the ladle, and the Gemara explains that the Kohen who was near the Mizbeach was actually about two or three steps away from the Mizbeach in order that he could fulfill the mitzvah of halicha. Part of the process was also to walk the blood to the Mizbeach. So he'd walk a few steps, and then he would spritz it. And when he would spritz it, like we said, directly from the ladle and keneged hayesod, against the base, meaning the sides of the mizbeach. Okay, betzidei mizbeach, on the sides of the mizbeach, show you yesod tachtayim. The yesod, the base, was underneath the sides, because came blitas hayesod, the base would stick out, and it would stick out. Wouldn't stick out from all four sides of the mizbeach. Rather, it would stick out over the face of the west and over the face of the north. And then umimarev from the west, haitzeh nechnesas amah, would go one amah to the south, and then mitchem so from the north, it would go one amah to the east. So basically, this base stuck out on two sides, but not on all four sides. And the idea is that you would spritz the blood just above the base on the sides, and then it would spill down and hit the base, because the base would stick out a little bit from the mizbeach. And we'll hold it over here. That concludes Mishnah Vav.